dependable Hurricane headquarters.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Welcome to another edition of Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course we're on the app, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to join the conversation today. Christina Leavenworth and Kate Moore from the Leavenworth team are our guests today. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for having us.
So hot outside.
I know.
Someone once told me that this type of weather, you feel like you're walking into someone's mouth. How gross is that?
That's disgusting. Yeah.
It's so gross, but it's like, I know I think of that when we walk out. I'm like, ugh, it's just so humid.
I had one guest leaving yesterday. She was wearing fall colors, and she said, I'm wearing these today to will it into existence.
Got it. Yeah.
Right.
Affirm it and just manifest it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the real estate market, this is typically the time of year we see a slowdown. Kids go back to school. Everyone's focused on getting them to soccer, figuring out the new normal. But interest rates have inched down a bit. They're sitting around in the mid-sixes, so about 6.5%. Nothing amazing, but it's better than 7.5% or 8%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we love your questions. That's one of our favorite things. So definitely send any questions at all that you have in here, and we'll answer them. And if we don't know, we'll definitely let you know.
Once again, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guests.
Kate, what have you been seeing in the market?
Definitely a slowdown as far as on the selling side, but buyers have not slowed down. There's still buyers out there that really want to move, want houses and all of the things. However, they're just not finding what they're looking for.
Yeah.
I think they're being a little slow in pulling the trigger and kind of taking their time to decide what they really want versus jumping in and multiple offers and all of that. So
what other maybe economic factors are kind of maybe part of that as well?
For sure. The insurance costs, the interest rates, and they can be more choosy. They can go, all right, I'm going to sleep on this. But we like that. That is a more balanced market versus someone coming in saying, I'm going to give you my firstborn child to get this house and then having second thoughts. We'd rather someone really take the time and think about it and ask all the questions. And then hopefully we have a buyer and seller that both get to closing. And that's what we really see.
What is inventory currently like in Escambia County? Because I know when we moved down here back about 2 years ago, there wasn't much inventory actually to choose from. Now I understand it's been kind of inching up a little bit.
We do have more inventory, but homes that are in great condition, they're staged right and they're priced right, those are still moving and often with multiple offers. So we are still seeing that. However, if you have a home that, you know, maybe you've collected too many of your grandmother's items and you have 17 dogs and you have a roof that has a leak in it, you're going to have some issues. And we help all sellers out there, and we help them walk through it. But it really is important to make sure that your home is show ready and those buyers, your first choice for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly having those updates to the house, like you mentioned, a new roof, for example, can be very appealing to people.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have ways, if you don't have money for a new roof, but we know it needs one, we can get roofers that will take money at closing and take it out of your proceeds. That is one of the best things I think about our team is our resources of being able to do that. There's going to be times, almost every transaction has hiccups. It's good realtors that can overcome them and get you to closing. And if you think it's going to be an easy process, it never is. It's your most expensive purchase you're ever going to make. So finding that, and again, saying, oh, I have this roofer, I have this painter, I have these people that are going to give you a good deal. They're going to be honest. And because of the volume we do, they don't want to mess with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, and also we're all, pretty spirited people. So if they mess with us, it's like, oh my gosh, hey, we got to fix this. Like, let's get on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about the Leavenworth team, who you are, how long you've been in business, who your team members are, that sort of thing.
I love our team so much. There's 6 agents on our team, and I think we're tiny but mighty, and not even that tiny. The great news is if you're listing a home, if I am on this radio show right now, I am not going to pick up a phone. However, Kate and I are here. We have 4 other people that are going to answer that call and get a buyer in there at any time. Or if, someone has a sick kid, just the human element of being a human, when you have a team, that overcomes a lot of those obstacles. If you have an open house and maybe that agent's sick or their child's sick, real life things, since you have a team, we're going to make sure that open house still goes on. We're going to make sure those showings still happen, that marketing for your home still happens, removing that human element. But our humanness is what makes you like us and have fun along the way.
Mm-hmm. So I was poking through the website a little bit. I did notice that you're a Dave Ramsey ELP. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes. So Dave Ramsey, we went through the program a while ago, and we just know the background as far as Dave Ramsey, and we've gone through the Financial Peace University. So we can really help guide people to making a smart investment for their future. And, you know, we know their lingo. We know about baby steps. We know about the, you know, the snowball, debt pay down, all that stuff. So it's a great way to be able just to help people. And that's our goal, that we become their realtors for life, not just one transaction. We help them here. And then maybe when you do have that second baby, we help you move up. And then eventually when you want to downsize, we're there for you. That's really the goal.
So my understanding, it's a little bit of a process to become an ELP.
It is. I mean, it definitely is. And they only pick the best of the best. So that is definitely something, that we are proud of.
Okay, wonderful. So talk to me a little bit about how you help people with their home searches.
So I'll let Kate jump in here.
Yeah, so I love doing this. I love to sit back and get to know people and what it is that is making them want to purchase a home in our area. What has you looking in Pensacola? And I love to hear their story. A lot of times it's good things. We have a strong military presence here, so a lot of times they've done a tour here of some kind, and now they wanted to lay roots and retire here. So it's really nice to kind of figure out what it is that they're searching for and where they're searching. And really from there, go with their needs, you know. And hey, they want a 3-bed, 2-bath. They want to be under a certain price point. They want a fence. They want to be on this side of town. They do want an HOA neighborhood. People either want an HOA or they don't, let's be honest. So they make that very clear in the beginning. So, really just listening to their needs and then finding exactly what it is that will fit those needs.
And sometimes people don't know what they want. They don't. And the customer is always right. But if they're sitting here saying, like, I really want X, Y, and Z, and I want to be on the beach, but I never want to evacuate, and I don't want high insurance, that's where we're educating them, saying, okay, this is what that really looks like for you. And seeing in between the lines of what they're saying and go, hey, have you thought about this? I know you told me this, but based on you saying you're planning on having a few more kids and X, Y, Z, this is a school district that is excellent. And they go, man, I didn't think of that. So we are always trying to, and a good realtor does that. A good realtor listens beyond what they're saying and looks at the big picture.
I think another thing we get oftentimes too is we have to have a pool.
Yeah.
We have to be under, $350,000 with a pool, which is very difficult to find in our area. So it's really educating them on, like, well, you can finance pools. There's a lot that goes into a pool. It doesn't, and people put pools in thinking that they're going to get their full investment out when they go to sell. They spent $80,000 putting it in, and they think that it adds $80,000 in value to their home. And unfortunately, it just doesn't. So really educating them and helping them navigate, even a fence too. This is the same thing. Yeah. I have to have a fence. We could always negotiate that and have a seller throw it in or something like that. So, it's one of those things where helping them navigate the best route is.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because when I bought a house many, many years ago, my wife and I were like, oh, we're going to get a hot tub in the house. It's going to be awesome. Long story short, no hot tub. Yeah. We moved to Florida. We're like, we're going to get a pool in the backyard. Long story short, there's no pool in our backyard. But we had to, like you said, prioritize. We wanted to be in a good school district. We had a price point that we were thinking of. And so those factors came into play for us.
Again, we bring that up often. And if a pool is super important to them and the house doesn't have it, we're getting you all the quotes on a pool. We're talking to the city, the county, as far as setbacks. We do all that work for you. So it's not something that you guys have to do. And we love doing that because we're really efficient at it. And we can get you those answers way faster because we're on speed dial with all these different vendors and resources where they know us on a first name basis. Mm-hmm. And I can get you an answer on all that in probably 20 minutes, where someone else might be spending a few days trying to dig all that down and figure it out.
So working with somebody who's selling a home, how do you work with them to establish what their home is worth?
So we look at comps, and a lot of times I bring my computer with them and show them the exact process I'm doing, saying, here's how we do it, because I think that's important. They want to understand the process, and they want to know it's not just a number that you made up out of thin air. So we do that, and then we show it, and they go, well, that house down the street, that sold for about $100,000 more. Sometimes that home never sold. So we pull that up and show them. Or sometimes that home is 1,000 square feet bigger, or it's been totally renovated. We show them the back end of what we're seeing and say, here's where we're at. And based off of this, this is what we're looking at price per square foot. And one of my favorite things to tell people is, if I could sell your home for $1 million, let's say it was a $300,000 home, I would. but it has to appraise.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the same thing when we're coming up with prices that an appraiser will. So that's something they need to know, to not overprice, because then you could be shooting yourself in the foot. And if it doesn't appraise, you could be too far apart in price between you and the buyer.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you mentioned about looking at somebody else's home and kind of comparing your home to that home and saying, well, my home should be at least as worth as that, because buyers, sellers, they have so much data available to them now via the Google and the Zillow and stuff like that. And so they try to make those own determinations on their own. But you're saying that a little bit more research sometimes is required.
Far more research. We're looking at everything on the back end. Did that seller maybe give $20,000 in closing costs to that buyer? We have all that data that we can show them. So maybe that home sold for $400,000, but then when you see that they gave $20,000, then that really is they sold it for $380,000. So maybe they also threw on a new roof. Maybe they put that fence back there. So we're able to get all that information. And when we are pricing a house, we'll call realtors that have homes on the market near them and saying, hey, you're priced at this. What type of activity have you had? What type of feedback have you had? And if they're like, man, everyone's telling us we're overpriced, we share that with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really important. You know, it's not fun to not sell houses. It's not fun for them, and it's not fun for us.
Oh, absolutely.
So then along the way, we're going to become buddies. But our job is to sell your home and help you make your next life decision and move on to your next phase of your journey.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of things will add value to a home? Where should people be investing their money in their house if they want top dollar?
Okay.
Adding value. Well, it starts really with the outside, and it kind of moves in through the inside. You know, even as far as curb appeal, taking care of your lawn, having a sprinkler system helps. But if you don't have one, even just simply watering your grass. It's hot, we're in a drought, and pulling up to a yard that has crunchy brown grass is not always the most beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Having, you know, just your regular maintenance, you know, cleaning up your flower beds, maintaining your home, your HVAC filters, all of that is going to keep the value of your home, but adding value. A lot of times it's difficult because people want to rip out their kitchens and put all new granite and all new flooring and everything like that. Not always going to add value. Things that add value, I would say, fresh and bright, fresh paint,
mm-hmm.
the bathroom updates a little bit, you know, and flooring always goes a long way. People are really not into carpet right now.
Yeah.
So if you have a home full of carpet, either adding a or offering an incentive as far as changing that out maybe. But people just hate carpet. That's what I always find.
A lot of people have dogs and whatnot, and mm-hmm. the carpet's going to wear over time, whereas if you have tile or hardwood, it's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh paint job goes such a long way, and we often recommend that if we can get them to do it. And a deep clean. Make it smell good when you go in there. I like to tell people, imagine that your most nitpicky aunt is coming over. You want your home to look perfect. Like, those flower beds when you walk in. You don't want any dust anywhere. We don't like things on the refrigerators. We do help people stage. When we come in there, what I love is, get us in early. Like, if you're going to be selling in a year, get us in now so we can tell you those things so you don't have 2 weeks to do this stuff. You have a year to get ready. So then everyone is not as stressed at that point. And we can say, all right, we have a great painter. And if you do need to paint, you can save up to pay for the paint to happen. Or if you need a new roof, you have all that information. So if you wait till last minute, we do it all the time. However, we love getting in early. That's always the best option. So even if you're thinking of selling, or if you just want us to come over and tell you what would add value, we'd love to do that. Like, we want to be your real estate consultants for life.
That's awesome. So talk to me a little bit about photos. Should people be taking their own photos to post online for their homes? Should they have a professional photographer?
We handle that.
Yeah, I mean, we have one of the best photographers in the area, and they are phenomenal. Not only, you know, do they take the best pictures, but they come over and really help stage too. Like, if we need a last minute move furniture around just to make the room seem more,
Open.
And just more seamless, honestly. Their pictures are just phenomenal. Say you have a hole in the wall from a picture you already took down, they can take some granules to kind of cover it up. So they're great. They also do the tours. So, like, it's called Matterport, where you can see the whole layout of the home versus just picture by picture and swiping through. And ultimately, it's going to bring more traffic to your listing. I mean, it's the first impression that people see online. So you want it to look the best that it can. Absolutely. It's worth every penny of having a professional photographer in there, and it's one of the things that we offer all of our sellers.
Yeah, we're sticklers about professional photos, and I have some sellers that are like, can we keep these photos and make an album out of them? Or they've even said, I don't want to move now. Look at my house. And I'm like, see, that's what happens when you declutter and you take some of our advice. Their homes look amazing, and we're really, really proud of it. And I have other agents often ask me, like, who's your photographer? We love your photos. That's huge, because it's typically the wife sitting at home on Zillow and happy wife, happy life. And she goes, these pictures are pretty. I want to see that house. And that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get them to want to come in and envision themselves in there. And if they come in, then hopefully we get them to fall in love with it when they're there.
Christina Leavenworth and Kate Moore from the Leavenworth team are our guests today. Again, if you have any questions about homes or real estate, 850-437-1620. We'd love to answer your questions. In the same vein, staging of the home, if people already have moved out, is staging something that they should focus on? Is a bare home okay, or should they really invest money in the staging?
So we do virtual staging on a majority of our vacant listings. So that just allows people to see it online and, again, get them in there. Sometimes we do furniture staging. Sometimes we do that a lot of times with our home flippers, or if there is a very challenging floor plan where we consistently get feedback, I don't know what to do with this house. Where does the TV go? I don't understand the living room. The stager will come in and do that. And we have that on a house right now. And I believe we're going to be getting an offer after staging happened, because you need to help people. People have a tough time visioning things. They really do. And that's why we say with paint and stuff, even though it's like, oh, that'd be easy to paint it white or paint it whatever color, people can't see it sometimes.
Yeah, you really have to have a vision when you walk into a house like that. I've had plenty of listings that are vacant, and I always get positive feedback when we are able to virtually stage it, because they're able to see what it looks like. It's not necessarily there when they go to look at it, but at least online they can get a vision for what the room. Okay, this is a bedroom. It's just not some blank four walls. What am I supposed to do with this? So it really helps. And there are some challenging floor plans out there. Mm-hmm. And so when you can put furniture in those places, then it really helps people visualize their self in that home and their family. And, okay, now it really feels cozy in here to me. It makes a whole big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this on all of our properties. And if it has existing furniture, we'll move your stuff around so it looks the best it can be. Sometimes if you have really busy rugs, we'll move those out for photos, because it's going to make the room look larger. It's going to make it look more clean. And we'll do all that, and it definitely helps. None of this costs you anything, by the way. So when you have us list your property, the photos, the 3D tour, the staging, all that, that's our costs. And we get paid at the end. That's, you know, how it works. But if we don't sell your house, we don't get paid, and we just ate all those costs. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're going to have to come up with $1,000 the second you meet us.
Yeah, I would definitely tell the sellers to like to have an open mind. We're not moving things around your home and taking things off walls because we don't like what you have. It's more or less, this is what we do day in and day out. We know what's going to sell. We know what houses have to look like in pictures, in person, in order for it to move quickly. And we like to work with motivated sellers.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So talk to me about the areas that you serve a little bit more in more details. Is it just Escambia County? Do you also go to Santa Rosa?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are we're licensed in Alabama too. So we are mostly like Baldwin County all the way to Destin area. So because we have a team, we can spread out. All of us live in different areas. We're very familiar with it. So we can help you, whether it's your first home, if it's that investment condo you've always wanted, we can really help you with anything.
Okay, wonderful. So what is the forecast for 2025 in terms of like homes and buying and selling? Because I've heard certain things in the media about, you know, it might slow down a little bit in 2025, but I suppose maybe a little bit that's being influenced by the election. Yeah. What is NAR or maybe some other groups out there kind of forecasting for you all?
Do you have a crystal ball?
I don't.
See, if you did, then I could tell you.
I know, right?
So honestly, they are anticipating the Fed doing a rate cut in September, but we heard this story before. Mm-hmm. We were told that they were going to do like 8 rate cuts this year, and this would be their first one if it happens. We do know that rates went down just a little bit. I know that the state of Florida is really working on insurance. A lot more insurance companies have been allowed into the state. So more competition will hopefully drive down those insurance costs, because that's a huge thing we're dealing with. I think, you know, people are saying that it's going to be kind of like this year, you know, like same sort of thing. I don't think we're going to see a million multiple offers. I think that hopefully rates, maybe if we got in the fives, I think it would be crazy. Even if we had like 5.8, 5.9, I think it'd be crazy. If it stays in the sixes, I think that the homes that are, you know, marketed and ready to go and look great, they're going to move. Buyers still need to buy. Sellers still need to sell. The American dream of owning that house with that white picket fence is still very, very alive, and people want that. People don't want to rent, so they'll still be out there doing it. We just have to make it work with their budgets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, Christina Leavenworth and Kate Moore from the Leavenworth team are our guests. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for them today. So you do have a section on your website called Buying or Renting. Can you talk to me a little bit about why that's there and what that all entails?
So sometimes we will tell people it's better for you to rent. If they're coming here and they're only going to be here for a year or two, they should rent, because the chances of that, we don't have that crystal ball, and we don't want anyone to lose money if they bought a home. And if you only have a year or two to build equity and with the other costs associated with it, I don't think it would be a good idea for you to buy. So we would tell you to rent. We don't do rentals. We stay in our lane. We're very, very good at helping people buy and sell, but we have great people that can help you with a rental. Or if you're maybe going through a life change and it's just not the time for, maybe you're going through a breakup or you're really trying to get a job elsewhere, we're going to say, yeah, don't buy right now. And even we've told people not to sell. There's been times where they said, oh, I can only sell if I make X amount. And we've said, that's not going to happen right now. Or they're selling for the wrong reasons. And we've said, okay, let's take a breather. Let's really look at your situation. Because we, at the end of the day, we all really want what's best for the client.
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Again, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. And so what else do, you know, buyers or sellers need to be thinking about in this market? And
so again, give us time. Whether you're a buyer or a seller, don't say, I need to buy a house tomorrow, because then we have to help get you pre-approved. There's things we need to do. And then as a seller, meet with us early. Like, get the most bang for your buck here. Like, have a long-lasting relationship with us where you're like, hey, Christina, I'm repainting my house. What color should I do? And you could send us some pictures, and we'll tell you some of the best colors that have versatility and that buyers really like right now. Or I'm thinking about doing this. I want to redecorate. Do you know anyone? I have someone who's listing their home in about a year, and I met with them. And they're like, okay, well, we need some contractors along the way. Use us. Call us. I mean, even if you don't need to sell, call us. We have great contractors who are reliable and trustworthy. We even have a vendor list that we'll share with you. Our number is 850-378-1260, and that goes to the entire team. So if you have any question whatsoever, they'll be able to answer it at any time. So just put that on speed dial as, like, my favorite realtor. That way you can find us quickly if you forget our name. And that way you just call us if you need anything at all. That's really my thing. You know, anything rushed never typically is not fun. It ends up being stressful. So give yourself time to really explore either what you want to buy, or, you know, if you're selling, put you in the best position.
And I know you touched on the sellers too. And if you know you want to buy in the next year, I work with a lot of buyers as well. And I love to sit down and let's talk about, what does it look like to buy? Like, especially my first time home buyers who have never walked through this process before, it can be super overwhelming and you almost feel lost. Like, okay, now what do I do next? So I really like to walk them through that process of the importance of getting a pre-approval. And even if you're not going to get a pre-approval and you're not ready to buy in the next 90 days, sit down with a lender or a couple of them and say, hey, you know, here's my finances, here's my debt. You know, what do I need to do to be in the perfect position to purchase a home? What do I need to bring to the table? Kind of preparing you and talking to you. I mean, I met first-time home buyers about 8 months ago, and we're still walking through the process. They're not quite ready yet, but we're getting there. You know, it sometimes takes more time for people, and a lot of times they're like, hey, I'm ready to buy a house, and actually they're really not. Like, their finances are not quite where they should be, and their debt's not quite where they should be, but thankfully we have some phenomenal lenders who will really help them get right and get ready to buy.
And they'll help you improve your credit score.
For sure.
If you have, like, whatever you have, they will go, all right, if you pay this off, do this, do that, in about a year, you're going to have a good credit.